Good afternoon. I'm Lee Whittinghill. I am currently at Kentucky State University. I'm their urban agriculture professor. And I'm going to be presenting a little bit about some work that I did as a postdoc in New York City. And if you were at my talk yesterday, I talked about the nutrient management side of this and the runoff water quality. Today I'm going to be talking about the runoff water quantity from a full-scale rooftop farm. So for any of you who aren't familiar with the term green roof, it's an engineered system that allows the growth of vegetation on a rooftop. And depending on your budget and the strength of your roof, you can grow anything from small sedums, which are typical, to trees, a park-like managed landscape, and vegetables. So there are a wide variety of benefits of green roofs. And these include stormwater management, mitigation of urban heat island, increased biodiversity and habitat, increased roofing membrane lifespan, and carbon sequestration. One that receives a lot of attention is stormwater management and has impacted policy in municipalities in the United States and around the world. There are many factors that affect green roof stormwater performance. These include characteristics of the storm itself, so how much water is coming down and how quickly. It's also impacted by the age of the green roof and the type of vegetation, what are the specific plant water needs that are on there, characteristics of the substrate, including depth and moisture content, and then also maintenance practices, so is fertilizer being applied, is irrigation being applied. And the ones that I kind of focused in on were plant type, their water use, moisture content, and irrigation, because those are all very interconnected and especially impacted when looking at the difference between vegetable crops and the typical sedum green roofs that you see as ornamental roofs around the world. So sedums are, they require very little or no irrigation depending on your climate, and in New York City, they're often not irrigated at all. Agricultural green roofs are going to require as much as just over 12 millimeters a day of irrigation, again, depending on the vegetable that's being grown. And irrigation has been shown to reduce the water holding capacity of a green roof. So one important factor is after a storm, the green roof starts to dry out as evapotranspiration takes place. This frees up space, storage space in the roof itself for the next storm. But if you're irrigating, then you're sort of eating into that storage capacity. So we were able to partner with the Brooklyn Grange in Long Island City, Queens. This roof was established in 2010. They have a second roof now that was established in 2012. It's just about 4,000 square meters. Substrate depth, they sort of have a raised bed kind of. They mound to 20 centimeters in their beds and then have a very shallow 2.5 to 5 centimeters between their beds of substrate. They grow a wide variety of vegetables, herbs, cut flowers, and occasionally a few specialty crops that they want to try out. One year during the study, they actually were experimenting with loofah. They do irrigate. They apply compost at the beginning of each growing season, and then they use a variety of organic fertilizers to help maintain nutrition throughout the growing season. So we installed a weather station so we could keep track of local climatic data, including rainfall, which was very important for this portion of the study. We also, in this area, chose this area as our drainage basin for collecting stormwater runoff quantity. It was one of the only drainage basins on the roof that we could actually access the drains. As roofs age, drain caps sometimes are rusted on, the roof may be redone, and the roof caps for the drains may then be sort of tarred down and become impossible to remove in order to install equipment. This other area over here was the area that we used for the nutrient runoff water quality. Runoff water quality experiment. So we built V-notch weirs, which you can see here. It's a little bit hard to see the V-notch because it's, the whole piece is clear. But we custom built those to fit into the drain pipes. We fitted them with acoustic sensors that would measure the height of the water in the weir and calibrated them in the lab to convert that water height into a flow measure. We then took data over the course of 2013 and 2014. We selected storms. So usually in this type of work, we select storms, and those are divided based on a six-hour increment between the end of runoff from the previous storm and the beginning of rain from the next storm. So if it's less than those 6 hours, they're grouped together as a single storm. We then had to sort of proof our data and make sure that we were using only good quality storm data. So we had to sort of throw out storms where the water height was greater than 90% of the weir height, storms during which power was lost. So we had some issues with power to our data collection unit, which also powered the acoustic sensor. And we did have also a number of storms where runoff actually was greater than rainfall, and this can happen if debris gets into the weir and takes up space in the bottom of that. So out of 96 total events for the 2 years, we ended up with 36 reliable storms that we felt the data were accurate and usable for analysis. So we did a number of different analyses, and we compared the results from the Brooklyn Grange to an ornamental sedum green roof, which is indicated by the gray bars on this graph and labeled USPS. So here we're looking at percent retention, which is often one of the metrics looked at in the green roof literature on stormwater performance. The Brooklyn Grange did not perform as well statistically as the USPS rooftop, even during small storms, and that difference seemed to increase during larger storms. So here on the x-axis, we have storm size. You'll notice that we have no comparison for the larger storms. Because of our issues with data collection and making sure that our data were reliable, we're not able to collect reliable data on large storms. So that's a missing piece. That, although we believe that this trend would continue, we can't be sure. The picture looks very different, however, when we look at the storms based on season. So one would think that because the Brooklyn Grange irrigates, and they're going to irrigate more and more frequently during the summer months when they're trying to grow their crops, there might be a larger difference then. However, statistically, there was no difference based on season between the Brooklyn Grange stormwater retention and the ornamental sedum green roof. This data is a little bit encouraging because it means that potentially there is no negative impact on stormwater retention on an agricultural green roof compared to ornamental green roofs. Another way that we often look at the data is comparing runoff or normalized runoff for the area of the roof that we're looking off, which is on the y-axis, to the actual amount of rain that fell, which is across the x-axis. Here, the Brooklyn Grange data are the open circles, and the closed circles are the USPS ornamental green roof. The solid line here is a zero attenuation line. So that's what we would expect, usually from a more conventional roof, or if the amount of runoff was the same as the amount of rainfall. We have also here, correlation lines for the USPS, which is this smaller dotted line, and the Brooklyn Grange. As you can see, both rooftops retain more water, or the lines don't have as steep a slope as the zero attenuation line, indicating that stormwater is being retained. However, again, we don't have very much data on these larger storms, from the Brooklyn Grange, and although the lines do cross here, since we don't have data points out here, that may look different if we were able to capture more large storms. All right. So this last graph that I have here is a little bit different. Here I have precipitation as a solid line for one storm in August 2013 and several days following. So as you can see, the precipitation gets really high, tapers off, and this is the time between this storm and the next storm. This line up top is the soil volumetric soil moisture content for the Brooklyn Grange, and the small dotted line is the volumetric soil moisture content for the ornamental green roof. You can see the ornamental green roof, there's a spike during the storm, and then it slowly tapers off after the storm. This is a typical dry down period you would expect to see on a green roof. The Brooklyn Grange starts out higher, has a smaller spike, and only dries down to a certain point. And this, I believe, what we're seeing here is the real effect of the irrigation. They're maintaining a higher soil moisture than you would see in an ornamental green roof. One interesting thing that I hope can get looked into in the future in the research is different ways of perhaps using deficit irrigation or more sophisticated irrigation systems than are currently being used on the Brooklyn Grange to decrease that soil moisture content a little bit more to help improve stormwater retention. This was the research team that I worked with at Columbia, a number of graduate students who are now have moved on to other things at this time, and a couple of undergraduate students are funding and our partners at the Brooklyn Grange who were gracious enough to let us come and play on their rooftop. Questions?